Regarding the case of pulmonary thromboembolism, patient was case of astrocytoma, brain astrocytoma, which is diagnosed with brain CT scan and confirmed by the brain CT scan. And after the operation, patient was completely bedridden, but under the complete treatment with anticoagulant agent. Unfortunately, patient caught, COVID-19 infection, and as a result of COVID-19 hypercoagulability state, patient had, diffuse deep venous thrombosis or DVT. And and as a result of that, the patient came to our center with hypotension and with hypoxemia in transthoracic echocardiography, diagnosis of massive pulmonary thromboemboli confirmed. And I used new technique that is my own technique. The name of technique is Zeraatian line technique in pulmonary thromboembolectomy. I call it Zeraatian technique. I completely registered this technique with my Rockingham Medical Research Center, or RMRC. Zeraatian technique in pulmonary embolectomy is the title of that technique. Instead of opening left pulmonary artery and right pulmonary artery separately, just incision just above the pulmonary valve, and viewing both pulmonary arteries just from one incision, maybe it is necessary to use a fiber optic in order to perform the complete, clot evacuation. And I really appreciate it if you can name the technique name in your fruitful site, Zeraatian technique in pulmonary thromboembolectomy, or Zeraatian line surgery technique. Really appreciate it.